It's Talk of the Town, 88.9 WLRY. I'm Mike O'Reilly. Special guest joining us now, we have Steve Taylor with Contagious Worship. Thanks for talking to us today.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Of course, you're with the band Contagious Worship and also with the church, the community church there in Lebanon, Ohio. We'll talk more about that. But first of all, it was great to hear you guys play over the summer, August 26th, when it was much warmer than it is now, by the way, at Praise in the Park on stage there, downtown Lancaster, Main and Broad Street, as you guys became the backing band for Third Day's Mark Lee. How'd that all come about?
Yeah, first off, I appreciate you, Mike, for asking me to jump on here. But, to answer your question, like I was telling you a little bit before, I wasn't quite 100% sure how, you know, all of it fell into place, but I know my father-in-law is actually in the band as well. He actually had a kind of a previous relationship connection with him through another church, and they have kind of stayed in contact over the years. Mark reached out to him and, you know, said, hey, we're planning on doing this thing in Ohio. Would you guys be interested in being our band? So I know some of our band was obviously ecstatic about that. So it wasn't, you know, hey, can we do this? It was like, hey, we're doing this. So overall, man, it was obviously a great outcome, and honestly, just a blessing for all of us to just have that opportunity.
Yeah, and it was a blessing for us being there as well. Just some great worship, and we'll talk more about that coming up, but let's go back a little bit, brother. Tell us about your music background and how you got involved with music.
Yeah, musically, I mean, I've always been obviously into music and things like that. My parents, both my mom and my dad, were actually worship leaders, you know, growing up. So have always, again, been kind of connected to music. And, our church for years, we didn't necessarily have any musicians. We've always kind of had singers, but it's like, hey, who's going to play, who's going to play worship? You know, who's going to do this song or that song? And, so I ended up, making a long story short, picking up a guitar probably about 4 years ago, 5 years ago now, something like that, and have always just kind of sung with my parents and my sister, but never from a musician standpoint, and didn't really have any guidance with that. It was just more or less, hey, let me look up some YouTube videos, and my father-in-law helped me out with, hey, you play these four chords and buy a capo, and we'll figure out the rest kind of thing.
So,
So one thing led to another, and, we ended up going from our church, going from more or less canned music to, hey, let's throw Steve up there with a guitar and see what happens. So,
Yeah, very cool. I love that. Taught you four chords, said get a capo, and that's fantastic. You can play a lot of things with four chords and a capo, can't you?
You can.
That's very interesting. But your voice is fantastic. When did you notice that you were blessed with a good voice?
Well, first off, I appreciate that. I get emotional when I talk about my family, but again, like I said, my dad has he'd been a worship leader for really since, I've been a kid. He's one of my biggest heroes, really. It was, hey, I want to sound like that guy when I grow up, yeah, or I want to be able to do that with my voice when I grow up. So, just driving around in the car with him, or, my parents and my sister singing harmonies, in the car. And, I don't know if I've ever came to him like, hey, I think I got this figured out. So, I just think for me, I was just so worried about, like, hey, I just want to sound like my dad because I love his voice so much, So, one of these days, I hope I can be as cool as that guy. So,
well, Contagious Worship is the name of the band you're in. When did it form, and tell me who's in the group?
Yeah, so about 4 years ago, I think it's about 4 years, honestly, since COVID, I feel like all these years just like overlap. But yeah, I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago. It actually kind of started, you know, just more or less as me and my family, my sister and my parents, and then one of my friends, you know, playing piano, and then it just slowly started forming, you know, a drummer, a bass player, another guitarist, you know, another acoustic guitarist. So we had all pretty much been either family or close family friends for quite a long time. And one thing led to another, and those guys ended up coming to our church, the community church that my dad pastors. And it was more or less just, you know, our praise team, our worship band, and then had some opportunities to, you know, either play out or play at conferences and things like that. And we were like, you know, oh, we kind of need a name, you know. So that's more or less how it happened. It was really, you know, kind of quick, and really put together by not us, by the Lord, for
Amen.
Sure.
Amen. Yeah. So go ahead, give them a shout out. Who's in the band now?
Yeah, so and I don't want to just stop at like the musicians and singers too. I got a couple few people I want to give a shout out to. Mm-hmm. So we've got Amy Settledge. She actually plays acoustic and also sings. Chad Settledge, which is Amy's husband, he's our drummer. Jerry Steinke, he plays bass for us. He's actually the old guy in the band, and we remind him of that often. Brian Morgan, which is my father-in-law that I had mentioned a couple times. Brandon Metz, he's actually our piano player, keys. He's a smart guy. I've seen him, you know, he started playing with us. I met him when he was like, you know, 20. So it's been awesome to see him mature and things. So Tiffany Keller, which is my sister. She's a vocalist for us. Melissa Taylor, which is my mom, is also a vocalist. And then my dad, Steve Taylor, senior, the first, is also a vocalist. So that's actually our worship team. We actually have another guitarist, Jay Patton, that fills in for us. And he was up at the Praise at the Park and things like that as well. So he's involved with another ministry here locally. But he helps us out. And then also, I think these guys are like the unsung heroes. You know, you always kind of got to give your guys behind the scenes a shout out. Some of our sound guys that, you know, help us out, Nathan Keller, Mark Hagerman, and Jimmy Spencer. Last but not least, so this lady kind of does behind the scenes things. She's actually my mother-in-law, Jill Morgan. She's more or less our band manager. So she kind of keeps us all going in the right direction.
Yeah, a lot of people to keep things going there with Contagious Worship. Now, your music, of course, we've been playing You're the Reason and also Forever You Are Good. And we'll play one of those coming up in just a minute here. But, I mean, obviously you're in prayer a lot, but how do you come up with these ideas for these anointed songs?
Yeah, it's, you know, You're the Reason actually came during COVID from my sister, Tiffany. That was actually over a phone call. It was more or less like, hey, you know, I've got this idea. Let's put some music to it. So she had, you know, God kind of woke her up with some lyrics of, you know, hey, with everything going on in the crazy world today, like, let's put this into perspective. And,
right.
You know, Jesus, you're the reason why I do, you know, I praise, why I love, you know, it's all about you. So Forever You Are Good was actually similar kind of thing. Actually, Brandon Metz, our keys player, he wrote that pretty much from start to finish, music-wise, too. I know the group, you know, we all kind of, more or less, as a bunch, wrote the bridge together. But, yeah, we try to write as much as we can. Obviously, we all have full-time jobs and families. So, but, yeah, we try to write as much as we can. But, man, I feel like when God, you know, lays something on your heart or just, you know, something comes to you, you got to get it out there and, you know, call each other up and say, hey, I got this idea, help me out. So that's most of the time how those songs start, by just either, you know, God lays something on your heart or just an idea that you've had. So
yeah. So where can people find your music? I know you're on Spotify, probably other platforms as well.
Yeah, so we're on like all the streaming services. So Spotify, like you said, and Apple Music, Amazon, I think Pandora even too. So that's just going to be Contagious Worship and then TCC.
Contagious Worship, TCC. Okay. So are you guys available if there's a church, if there's an outing, fundraiser, somebody want a band? Are you available for that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been kind of laying low this winter. We've our community did a prayer walk. That's actually the last thing that we did this winter, a couple months ago. That was really a blessing. We're definitely available. I mean, reach out to either the church, the Community Church Ohio, on, you know, either Facebook or Instagram, or there's actually a number if you type it into Google. But yeah, we're available really anytime, you know, as far as on the weekends and things like that. We're able to do, like you said, any events or fundraisers or honestly just worship nights.
Yeah. So, okay, very cool. And finally, tell me a little bit about the Community Church there in Lebanon, Ohio. You're the praise band out there as well. And when are the services, and how do people find out more about the church?
Our church, it's been a great ride, Mike. It's been awesome. So my dad had actually started the church back when I was about 17. I'm 31 now. So with that being said, our church, man, our church is on fire right now. My dad always says, I know obviously the viewers and things like that are kind of distant from Lebanon, but my dad always says a church alive is worth the drive. So I encourage you guys to check us out Sunday, 10:30 a.m. Wednesday nights. We do Bible study at 7. The Community Church Ohio on Facebook, Instagram. Again, you can always call the church, and we'd be happy to direct you in the right way.
And you have a special worship night coming up Friday night as well.
Yeah, so every first Friday, we actually do a worship night there at the church. Man, God moves in a mighty way on those nights. What I love about those nights is, you know, it doesn't matter what church you go to or what denomination you are. Everybody's just there to worship. So it's a great time in the Lord for sure.
Very cool. Steve Taylor of Contagious Worship in the Community Church in Lebanon, Ohio, our special guest today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.